You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on support for this podcast.
My son's getting married and I need to get a dress.
Oh, lovely.
And I just had bunion surgery, so I can't walk.
Okay.
And I need to get a dress and who do I? So I just figured maybe you could help me.
Can you imagine a world where you don't buy things online? Ever? Not even on Amazon? Martina Andrews can, because she never has. Join us for a special on-location episode where we guide Martina through the confusing world of online merchandise and credit card purchases. We'll hear what's kept Martina from purchasing items online and what scares her about a hypothetical safari trip.
What if I'm in Africa? If I'm on a safari and I don't know, I've had an accident with a chimp and I have to get in touch with my kids and the chimp, who, and I love those animals, has stolen my iPhone. How do I tell anybody what's going on?
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is support for this podcast.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Martina Andrews. And as you maybe can tell already, this is a special episode because we are coming live from Martina's apartment. So thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. I'm hoping I can hear you because you're quiet.
Well, it's something that makes me special. And
well, I hope I can hear you.
Well, okay. So just for some background for our
71.
Listeners. Sure. Now, you've reached out to us because you want to conquer a fear of yours that you've been struggling with for a pretty long time, would you say?
Yes, I would say ever since computers became, I don't even know what the verb would be, active.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So I listen to your podcast all the time. People have to help me. So I listen to you, and you're fascinating because you talk in technical terms, and yet you feel approachable.
Oh.
So I wrote your people, and they got back to me, and they said, we'd love to have you as a guest. So here I am, because my son's getting married, and I need to get a dress.
Oh, lovely.
And I just had bunion surgery, so I can't walk.
Oh, okay.
And I need to get a dress, and who do I? So I just figured maybe you could help me.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to buy you a dress for your son's wedding.
Oh, I'm excited. Will the podcast pay for it?
Well, we can look into it. We are working on having more robust funding opportunities.
Sure.
And maybe with the help of this episode, that'll help, you know, draw even more listeners, because this message is so relevant to a certain demographic, let's say.
Now, what would that demographic be?
People...
From 70 to dead? I bet. That's okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
well,
I've lived a good life.
Yeah.
But I really need a dress.
Sure.
So
let's get some background. Now, what do you think has prevented you from purchasing something online in the past?
Well, I look at this computer and I think I'm in the twilight zone, or, you know, it's just foreign. I'm used to looking into people's eyes and then having people just have a conversation like we're doing now.
Right.
And that makes me feel comfortable. But then I look at this screen And I'm waiting for a head to pop up and to talk to me, mm-hmm. and it doesn't happen. So it's just me and words.
Yeah. So that personal connection.
I need the personal connection.
Yeah. Now, are there any other issues? I mean, it's not like a credit card fraud thing. It's just the baseline is just kind of, you're used to having a person help you. And without that.
Wait, do you need a credit card?
Yeah, you can't, it can't be a cash transaction.
Well, no, I never even thought about fraud. I thought that you would, well, I don't really know what I thought, but I thought you'd just get billed.
Uh-huh.
And then I could send a check in, but
oh,
all
I
right.
See. Yeah. Well, it makes sense that you're here and, and I'm happy to help you with this.
Good. Cause I do have credit cards, but I didn't realize that you had to, use them.
Yeah. So I'm going to join you on the other side.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's what my son does. Okay. Great.
Okay. So is there a certain place that you would like to try to buy a dress from that you had in mind?
Wow. I don't think I bought a dress for about 10 years. I just use the same things in my closet.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You know Macy's?
Yeah, they have dresses.
Okay.
Okay, so then, so if this is the internet here,
yeah,
let's go to Google.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what would you do?
Well, okay, so I see Google, uh-huh. and I see a line.
Yeah,
I'm gonna think I put in Macy's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Macy apostrophe S.
Yes.
Now I see Macy's dresses. Okay. Shop the latest styles.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I clicked on that. Okay. Oh, look at that now.
Yeah.
$229 Adriana Papel cap sleeve illusion lace gown.
Uh-huh.
Well, now how do I know what size I wear?
Yeah.
How do I try it on? These are the things.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to try it on now.
Mm-hmm.
But most places do offer free returns.
Now, see, it's making me anxious because how do you, well, that's hideous.
Yeah.
That's,
some of these are pretty, dowdy, I would say.
So the question is, okay. Can you just go with me to Macy's? Because it would just seem so much easier.
Yeah. Well, yes, but this is, you know, why you're here.
Well, I'm here, exactly.
It's kind of like exposure therapy, you know? We've got
okay.
to just
So I'm in. Not sure. I'm going to be really honest.
Yeah, please.
I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Yes.
I don't really know, you know, I don't like these dresses.
I also think that you know, and how could you know this until you do it? But the mother of the bride, I don't necessarily trust Macy's point of view. Our listeners can't see you, but you're a very attractive, you know, fit.
Okay.
Shapely woman.
Yep.
I don't know if I like the word shapely.
Shapely means fat. Thank you.
That's not, I didn't mean that.
You weren't saying I was a full-sized woman.
No. Because you're not.
No.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Venmouth. You've heard of farm to table. Now comes vending machine to mouth. Venmouth, the revolutionary new culinary dispatch machine soon to be a household staple. We're all trying to eat clean. But what about those times when you want to be just a little naughty with your food and yet still keep things under control? That's where Venmouth comes into play. When you order Venmouth, a mini vending machine will be delivered to your home, perfectly designed to fit oh so snugly into your closet, right behind your ski clothes that don't get used. Venmouth vending machines come fully stocked with your favorite cheat day treats and are pre-portioned to allow for one large chomp. The kids have gone to bed and you're ready for just a handful of M&Ms. Simply open the closet door, attach the funnel to your mouth, pull the strap tightly around your head, enter the code for M&Ms, tilt your head back, and boom! Those six M&Ms will slide directly into your trap for a perfect treat before Real Housewives. And if you're worried about running back for seconds, don't be. Venmouth is designed to lock automatically after 2 daily doses, and 3 on your birthday. Indulge your cravings and yet keep them managed, okay? Venmouth. Strap it on and treat yourself.
Let's go to maybe dress occasion.
Dress occasion.
Maybe
okay.
We can put in, you know, a cocktail or something.
Wow. Okay. Party cocktail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you'll probably be wearing wedges or something, right? If it's outside,
yes.
You don't want your feet to sink in the ground.
Good. You're so, you see the facility with which you can do it. Now, what about that? It's
nice.
Long and black,
yeah.
Though. We don't want black.
Yeah, no.
Orange? Is that too needing attention?
No.
Oh, my God. What would you like your mother to wear?
She wore pants.
Why?
It's what she felt was right.
Pants?
Yeah. She looked very chic.
Wow.
Here's
my question.
Yeah.
So see the time we're taking to do this?
Yeah.
Like, let's just say I hadn't had bunion surgery mm-hmm. and had my hammer toe fused.
Oh.
Let's just say I hadn't.
Yeah.
And I could walk.
Yeah.
I could take a subway
yeah.
in the time we're talking,
mm-hmm.
get a salesperson,
yeah.
and just get a dress.
Yeah.
So I don't, and I'm being really honest, I don't
yeah.
understand what the draw is. For me, it feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to fit.
Yeah.
These models all look like they're 22.
Right.
So tell me from your point of view why you like it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, why don't we try something a little
okay.
bit easier?
Okay.
Are there any home goods or things you're needing that you might you know, do you need tissues
wait.
Or
oh, wait, that's good.
Dish
okay.
soap?
Oh, wait, that's good.
Something, you know, it's not you don't have to try it on.
Yeah.
A candle.
A candle. Oh, that's nice. Sure.
Okay.
So
let's go.
Let's see. How about Bed Bath & Beyond?
Sure.
Okay.
That old mom and pop.
Yeah. Oh, is it an old mom and pop?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see what I could use. Oh, look at that. Outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. I could use a measuring cup.
Okay.
Let's see here.
That's great.
Now that seems easy. Let's
yeah.
look. Bed Bath. So we want a Pyrex 1-pint measuring cup. Look at that.
Yeah.
I could definitely use a measuring
yeah.
cup. Okay.
Now here's the only thing I will mention.
Sure.
So by all means, you can purchase that measuring cup. For $5.69.
Okay.
Just so you know, it says free shipping on orders over $29. So if there was any, if I were you,
yeah.
I would think, ooh, is there anything else I can get that'll put me over $29 so that I can get the free shipping?
But that's like when you go to Costco.
Yeah.
And you go there and you want to get a package of Mint Milano cookies.
Yeah.
And that's $1.79. And
yeah.
then you leave getting a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
A tent.
Yeah.
Which you'll never use, but
no.
it's on sale.
Yeah.
So you've had just, now then you leave and the bill is $720 and you think you've gotten a deal.
Yes.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
All right, but let me see if I can find stuff.
Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, so we've got the measuring cup.
Yeah, and I would add it to your cart.
Okay, I'm going to add that to the cart. Oh, God, help me. Okay. Okay, let's see. Should I say keep shopping?
Sure.
Okay. You know what? I could use a microwave.
Oh, yeah, that's a big purchase.
Is that too big a purchase?
It's not too big. It's just
daring.
You're going for the gold medal online purchases, you know, dresses and microwaves. That's what they say, as the old adage goes.
Is that true?
Dresses and microwaves.
Or what?
Are what you get online when you're a professional online shopper.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I can't get the microwave because I don't know the measurements right now for the slot that the microwave goes in.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what? Let's go to pencils.
Okay, do you need pencils?
I do.
Okay, great.
Pencils. Ah. Ah, that could be sweet.
Yeah.
Should I click on that? $20.
Yeah, that'll get you almost where you need to be.
Oh, wait, not completely?
Well, almost. Oh, those are colored pencils.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Add to cart. Okay.
Do you use...
Now let's see.
Do you draw?
I don't, but it's always nice to have them at the house.
Uh-huh.
What about this? A kitchen timer.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's cute.
A cat kitchen. Okay, let's add that to the cart.
Okay.
Okay, so now...
I would go ahead and view cart.
Okay. All right, so now I'm going to purchase a 1-pint measuring cup.
Uh-huh.
Trademark Games Artist Grade 72-piece pre-sharpened colored pencils.
Uh-huh.
And a Kickerland cat kitchen timer in gray.
Sure.
That's going to come to $31.
Yeah.
So I get it free.
Yeah.
But here's what else I get.
Yeah.
Two things I don't want. So you know what I need right now?
Yeah.
Valium.
Should
I get out of the Bed Bath & Beyond website?
To look for Valium?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Bed Bath & Beyond will have it.
Okay. Let's see. Where would I go? Macy's?
No.
I'm not sure.
Maybe just Google how do I buy Valium on the dark web. You know, also what we might want to do is...
Wait, I don't want to get you in trouble. Do you think No, is that what would happen if I put do you buy Valium on the internet?
It will come up. I mean, yeah, that will be a part of the search history on on your desktop.
Wow.
Do you want to just buy the stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes, let's do that.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by postofficestamps.com. Are you someone who still writes letters and sends them in the mail? Are you also savvy enough to understand how to print your own postage from your home computer? If you've answered yes to both of these questions, congratulations. And who are you? Whoever you are, postofficestamps.com is here for you. Mailing a package? You can put stamps on that too. You can even order a digital scale, whatever that is. Avoid the post office, where the lines are long, the lighting is bad, and the employees don't want to know your personal story surrounding your choice of padded mailer. Try a 30-day trial free at postofficestamps.com. If you're not satisfied, we'd love to hear your feedback, since we don't really understand who the service is for anyway. Postofficestamps.com. Because someone decided they hated going to the post office.
Okay, so now we're at the checkout stage of this transaction. So you have your cart.
Yes. Okay, check out.
Yes.
Yep.
Ugh. So now we're at the shipping page. So you're going to have to enter your first name, your last name, and
do
your
I have
address.
To put capitals?
Just the normally, you know.
Okay, Martina. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then what?
Your apartment.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Zip code.
Okay, and then the state.
Yeah.
Okay, I literally could be at Macy's.
Yeah.
Taking a trip to Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Come back to Macy's.
Yeah.
Come home.
Yeah.
Use the timer, boiled an egg.
Yeah.
In the time it's taking me to do this.
Yeah. Okay, so you've entered your apartment number.
Yeah.
You're going to do standard free shipping, which is why you bought the other things.
Yep. The credit card. So now we put in the credit card.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So let me get my credit card.
Okay, great. So we can put that in. Well, we won't broadcast any of this part of the transaction, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, you put in the numbers.
Yep.
We'll do that. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back.
Okay.
So now you've put in all of your credit card information.
Yes.
Put in your shipping address, your billing address, and then you just press, purchase.
Okay. All right.
And then you have that, you'll get an email confirmation with the receipt.
Okay.
When to expect your package. How do you feel?
Well, look, I'm happy for the company.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And it was fun, sharing, talking to you, because you're a person.
Yeah, that's true.
But do I need the cat timer?
Well, what does anyone need, really? How much do we need? Not much,
right? I mean, that's an
good
interesting...
Friends.
We need good friends.
Yeah.
We need people to shop with.
Uh-huh.
And you know what else we need?
What?
Lunch.
Oh.
When we're shopping.
Yes.
And that's a dying pastime.
Uh-huh.
And now that doesn't happen. So what does that cut down on? I guess friendship?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You might be, and I'm just going to take a guess that
okay.
You don't have a huge social media profile. Are you active on Instagram and Twitter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, right.
I don't know. It's like this... This is kind of crazy that I have an iPhone
uh-huh.
that someone bought me.
Yeah.
And I have my son's phone numbers and all my friends.
Yes.
All right. I used to carry a day by day agenda and all the phone numbers and everything would be in there.
Yeah.
But now I've switched. So I was thinking if I lost my iPhone, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to contact anybody
yeah.
I love or know because
yeah.
now I can't remember the numbers.
Right.
That can't be a good positive thing, can it? Where's there backup for that?
Well, there is. In theory, your phone would be backed up so that you do have those numbers somewhere else. So if your phone was lost, all that information is also somewhere else.
Yeah, but where am I, though, to get it? What if
yeah.
I'm in Africa? If I'm on a safari and
yeah.
I don't know, I've had an accident with a chimp
uh-huh.
and I have to get in touch with my kids
yeah.
and... The chimp, who and I love those animals,
yeah.
has stolen my iPhone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do I tell anybody what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hopefully you'd be with a safari leader or somebody.
That's true. And they'd have my information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, have you typically been late to adopting new technologies, would you say?
That's an interesting question. I would say that I jump on the bandwagon and then don't do anything with it.
Uh-huh.
Like I have 3 CD players in my home and I haven't used them.
Okay. Yeah.
So I try to buy things that I know are the new wave.
Uh-huh.
But then I get intimidated and I can't use
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Now, have you had a desire to buy things online, or do you...
I'm just trying to get with the program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's been fascinating.
Yeah.
Here's what I've learned.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy a dress on the internet.
Sure.
Do you have a dress I could borrow?
I might. That's something, you know, we can look into.
Now, you see what's happened?
Yeah.
Because we've become friends over
yeah.
this,
yeah.
now I feel comfortable to say, can I borrow a dress from you?
Yeah.
And what's the downside?
Right.
Let me crawl to your closet and see what you have.
That sounds like a great idea. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Martina Andrews rummaged through my closet after our interview and found a very tasteful yet slightly revealing dress of mine to wear to her son's wedding. When she returned the dress, she apologized about the wine stains and confirmed that she would promptly replace the dress and attempt to purchase it online. Don't try finding out more about Martina. She doesn't even have an email address. We had to, get this, call each other to communicate. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening. And as always, for supporting support for this podcast. Thank you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.